Revisited. Produced at the University of Michigan, this program is distributed with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
This is Fresh Air. You're tuned to WUHY-FM in Philadelphia. It's 2 minutes after 4, and we'll be featuring Jazz Revisited again next Tuesday at 3:30. Well, we're about to begin a very special live concert. And before I introduce Bruce Mills, our guest pianist, I'd like to say a few words about why this concert is special to us. Today we're celebrating our move to our new studios, and it's the move that the occasion of this concert is for, and it's also the move that is making this concert possible. Bruce, Danny Miller, myself, and a small audience are all seated in our brand new music studio. We didn't have a music studio at our 46th Street studios. Our studios were too small for a piano or a band. Consequently, for concerts, we had to borrow one of our sister stations, Channel 12 studios. But there was no radio control room for these TV studios, so doing a concert in our own building became almost as complicated as broadcasting a concert from another part of the city. Well, we hope to be able to make good use of this new studio by bringing you a variety of live concerts here on Fresh Air. For today's special concert, we invited a special friend of Fresh Air's, Bruce Mills. Bruce has been listening to Fresh Air for a long time, and Danny Miller and I have known Bruce for a few years and have gone to hear him play in clubs around town and have always enjoyed his playing. He's been a guest here in the past on Fresh Air, telling us about some of his encounters with well-known musicians and his life in music, but he wasn't able to play because we didn't have an easily accessible music studio. Bruce has also been an important contributor to concerts that have been performed on Fresh Air. When Marion McPartland and Jackie Byard performed here, we asked Bruce to tune the piano for us, and we were glad when he was able to stay and enjoy the music with us and help put our guest musicians at ease. Danny and I always had in mind that as soon as we were settled in our new music studio, we'd invite Bruce back down again, but this time to play. Bruce has been playing since he was a child. He was born blind in 1944. In his years of playing, he's had the opportunity to meet and play with many jazz greats, including Art Blakey, Roy Haynes, Roland Kirk, Chet Baker, Wilbur Ware, Eddie Jefferson, and Milt Jackson. He recently toured South America with singer Dakota Staton. He's led his own small groups and played solo in clubs around the Delaware Valley. Now, Bruce is going to be playing with us, for us, that is, some pop and jazz standards, as well as some obscure songs that have become favorites of his. And in addition to welcoming Bruce, I'd like to welcome the studio audience, which is joining us now, live in our brand new studios. Bruce, it's really a treat to have you at the piano this time around. I've been looking forward to this for some time.
Well, it's nice being here, especially in this beautiful new room. It's not really like sitting in a studio. It's like sitting in a living room. It's very nice here.
Bruce, yeah. Can you open with a tune for us?
Oh, yeah. I have a Charlie Parker piece that I'd like to play for you. It's something called Dewey Square. Thank you.
Bruce, you're really sounding in top form today. You
well,
really sound
thank
great.
You. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
You know, I mentioned before that you were born blind, and I think, mm-hmm. you know, people are always mystified by a good musician, like, how do you do it? But particularly when someone's blind, it's easy to think, well, gosh, if you can't see the keys, how do you find them? How do you know where you're going? Was it difficult to learn how to play and how to play so well and so agilely without being able to see the keys?
No, I don't think the two are synonymous, you know, because music, of course, has to do with sound, you know. So the piano was always in the house when I was very young. And I was a curious child. I think most kids, when they're young, very, very young, are curious about anything. So I discovered the piano there, and I would walk by it, and I would just go with my one finger, and my mother recognized my curiosity and put me in my high chair, I guess, and I just, before I knew it, I found myself playing with two hands. And it's just for, because I was so fascinated with the sound of it, you know, and I just like to make music.
You make it really well. You just played something really fast for us, one of Parker's tunes. Maybe you could play a ballad for us and show us another side of your playing.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be playing for us?
Let's see. How about My Romance?
Oh, that's pretty well.
Thank you.
The applause is coming from our live studio audience. We're live broadcasting from our brand new music studio here on 6th and Ray Streets. We just moved here to our new studios, and it's terrific to be here and to be able to do what we're doing right now, having a live concert. My guest is pianist Bruce Mills, who is based in New Jersey now and is playing in clubs around the Delaware Valley area. And we're in for another 45 minutes of really fun music provided by Bruce Mills. Bruce, I remember now when Marion McPartland and Jackie Byard were here to perform, you came and tuned the piano for us, so I assume that you have perfect pitch. And I wonder if that, like, what are the advantages and what the disadvantages of having perfect pitch are for you as a musician?
Well, first of all, let me say that you do not have to have what is called perfect pitch to be a piano tuner. It's actually really not perfect pitch per se, because I defy anyone to hum a perfect A440. It's just you know, it can be done, but it's to ask somebody to hum a perfect A440 is almost impossible. But as far as the absolute pitch is concerned, as far as music, what used to happen to me in some of the clubs years ago, I'd be playing with a band, and let's say we would play, for instance, the blues in 2 flats. And when you would strike the B flat on this particular piano, it would come out as an A, the piano in the club I'm talking about, right? So what I would have to do to compensate for that is to play in the key of B, which is quite difficult, really. B has about 15 sharps and flats, I guess. Yeah. So that's what would happen sometimes. And when the piano would get so low, where if you sounded C, it would come out like an A or something, it would just be impossible for me to play on it, because I would keep hearing something different. but you don't see that so much anymore in clubs, for the simple reason that nowadays most small bars or clubs don't have pianos. The musicians are bringing their own in.
What, electric pianos?
Right, yeah. I say small places. Now, in a place like, say, the casinos or the Latin casino or a big club, sure, they'll have a Steinway Grand, you know. As a matter of fact, a lot of artists will have that in their contract, that they must have a 9-foot Steinway or nothing. In fact, I remember once when I was living in Rochester, New York, I tuned the piano for Ahmad Jamal. Well, it was a Kawai. It was a 5'9" Kawai. And it was a nice instrument, but it wasn't a Steinway. And, well, Ahmad Jamal just never showed up. No, I'm not playing on that, he says. Bye.
Oh, he wouldn't play because it wasn't a Steinway.
He didn't even show up. Didn't
even
come. No. So that's interesting things that you run into sometimes.
I want to get back to some of your music. Can I make a request for you to sing something for us?
All right. Let's see. We just did a ballad. I'm going to do a little bit of an up thing. This is an Irving Berlin tune, and it's called I'll Be Loving You Always. Loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, but that's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Boom, 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 boom,
Loving you always, with a love that's true, always, always. When the things you've planned, they need a helping hand, I will understand, always. And the days may not be fair, always. But that's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Not for just forever, but always. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
This is a special treat for me because I haven't really heard you sing as much as I've heard you play, and I love your singing, Bruce. I think it's terrific.
Thank you. I love
your playing, too, but I already made that clear. I remember when I was talking to Bob Dureau on the show a couple of years ago, and he sings and plays piano, but he said there was a time, I guess it was in the 50s, that he thought it was really unhip to sing, and he had to go to Paris to really start a singing career because it was so unaccepted here. Did it take you a while to sing amongst musicians? Was that considered to be unacceptable and not as hip as being an instrumentalist?
Well, I never thought of my singing as being unhip, or I couldn't stand it. I started out as a pianist, you know, and it's my first love, but of course you realize that unless you happen to be very lucky or very rich, you cannot survive playing in jazz clubs, or at least it's best if you can be flexible. So I ended up playing in various bars, you know, what can I say, bars, joints, clubs, and you have to play the top 40 stuff, of course, so when you play in places like that, it's best if you learn to sing. So I began singing. I only sang as a child, but then I began singing in clubs and things like that, and it was awful. Oh, I couldn't stand it for a long time. And a turning point sort of came in my singing career, for whatever that may be worth. I got to hear and play behind one of the greatest living jazz singers today, Al Hibbler. Mm. And Al inadvertently taught me a little bit about singing. And from that time on, I've become able to accept my own singing a little more. And I love to sing. I love it. You know, I find now that I can express myself singing, whereas before I could not.
I was wondering if it's hard to coordinate your voice playing and your voice singing one way and your hands doing two completely different things.
I haven't found it to be so.
Guess not. Maybe you could do another tune for us, please.
All right. I have something that I really would like to do, something I've learned not too long ago from, well, actually, it was from a series that was broadcast on this station, the Alec Wilder series, and I've learned a lot of tunes from that that I heretofore never realized existed. And this is a tune called You Are For Loving that I would like to sing for you now. And we hope you enjoy it. When we met, the spring was nearly summer. The lilacs were in blossom, I recall. Later on, with summer nearly autumn, I knew I'd fallen long before the fall. Autumn has turned into winter, and spring once again is on the way. But I have learned a head can be turned in a year, in a month, in a day. Bouquets are for bringing, hopes are for clinging to, wheels of fortune are for spinning. Guitars are for strumming. Dreams are for coming true. And you are for loving and loving and loving by someone just as wonderful as you. And so I guess I'll never
was beautiful. You had told me that that was written by Hugh Martin. What else did he do?
Let's see. Hugh Martin did a trolley song. He did. Remember that one?
I don't think I do.
It's Girl Next Door, right? And he also did Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Incidentally, it's a nice little verse to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, sure.
Briefly?
Yeah.
Real nice verse. Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Isn't that nice?
That is nice, yeah. I just want to mention for our listeners who are just tuning in now that we're having a live concert. My guest is pianist and singer Bruce Mills, who is based in New Jersey. And Bruce, are there places we can hear you perform around town now?
Yes, I was hoping you'd ask me that question. There is a very, very nice little restaurant that I happen to be employed at right now, and that I just love playing. It's nice. It's a place called the Hathaway Inn. And it's in the Germantown area. It's Wissahickon and Chelton Avenue.
What nights are you there?
I'm there Tuesdays through Saturdays. And I just want to say this quickly, if there's going to be anybody that's going to be coming there, Tuesdays through Thursdays, I am there only until 10:30. I begin at 7:30 and end up at 10:30. And Fridays and Saturdays, I'm there till the regular 2 o'clock closing hour. See? So that's where I am right now, and I'm doing a single, and it's a nice, friendly place, good place to eat, too.
Good. Well, we have a live studio audience here also. We're here in our brand-new music studio on 6th and Ray Streets, and today's our open house celebration for our listeners. So if you haven't stopped in, we'll still be having the open house until 6 o'clock, so you can still stop in and have a cup of coffee with us and look around the studios and say hello to everyone who's here.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, I was wondering if you could tell us anything about how you improvise. I know it's a difficult thing to put into words, but to the extent that you can verbalize what you do, what are some of the things you could share with us?
Well, I improvise, I guess the improvisation that I would, the way I could word it, I guess is more, I play in a bebop vein, I guess. It's interesting about talking about improvising. It's hard to discuss, to verbalize about music, but at one time when I was developing, which I still am, I found myself wanting to play as far out as possible. And I still enjoy playing avant-garde, but really, I searched and searched and searched and played turn this piece around, turn that around, and what do I end up coming back to? Bebop, right? So sometimes you have to try to look inside of yourself and see what it is you enjoy playing and what you enjoy doing. Actually, right now, I would love to play an all jazz engagement. If Chet Baker called me, or if somebody called me to say, come on and make the gig, and if I was open, man, I'd love it. But myself, as far as leading my own bands, I don't think I'd ever want to play just jazz all night long. I've been an entertainer for so long now that it's in my blood. I like to, so to speak, be a ham, I guess. You know, entertain and sing, and I love it.
Well, maybe you could do another tune for us.
All right. How about some Honeysuckle Rose?
Great.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, it seems the honey fairly drips your confection, goodness knows, Rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. Oh, sugar, it's so sweet when you stir it up. When we're skipping by, all the fellas sigh, I know why. Oh, your confection, Honeysuckle Rose. Boom, boom, ba doo dee ba doo ba doo boo dee 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 ba doo ba dee doo boom. Oh, your sweeter goodness knows. When I'm taking sips from your lips, the honey drips. Oh, I love you, Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. sugar. You just have to touch my cup. Oh, sugar. You're so sweet when I stir you up. When we go skipping by, all the fellas sigh, and I know why. Oh, you're perfection. Honeysuckle rose, you're perfection, confection. Oh, honeysuckle rose, biddy biddy boom, blah blah blah.
Thank you.
Here with pianist Bruce Mills in our new music studios. This is a live performance. We've got a studio audience with us, and we're on 6th and Ray Streets at our new studios. It's an open house today for our listeners, and you've still got some time to drop in and say hello. We'll be here with the open house until 6 o'clock, and there's still, I'm sure, plenty of coffee left and some fun music. I'm really enjoying this, Bruce.
So am I.
You know, one of the times I heard you in the past couple of years or so was with Milt Jackson at Dino's, which was a club, still a club, right around the corner from where our station used to be on 46th and Market.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, like, what kind of things Jackson will tell you after he calls you up and invites you to do this gig with him. You know, you don't rehearse for weeks before a gig like that. What do you know when you get there?
Well, let's see. Well, I might say, hello, or whatever. But anyway, I'll get up on the bandstand, and he'll say, give me the blues. Two flats. Oh, he might say, we might talk about it just before we get on the bandstand, and I'll say, now, this is going to be a blues, but it's got a rhythm changes, a bridge to it. You dig? I'll say, yeah, okay. And so we do that. And Milt, I'll tell you, it was just a pleasure working with Milt. It was a beautiful, I worked with him twice, once in the summer, I believe it was, and then once in the winter. And it was just great. It was beautiful. It was very, very warm feelings, you know.
You've also, sat in with musicians who have been in the towns that you've been living in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, like, when you get up on the bandstand, the musician doesn't know you and is going to give you some kind of cue about whether you're making it or not, right? And whether, because they don't know what they're getting themselves into sometimes if someone gets up and plays, right? So he's going to have to give you some kind of cue about whether what you're doing is working or not. Not for him. Well, what kind of cues do you get?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I worked with Chet Baker one weekend. It was a great gig. I'm just sorry that I didn't tape it, or somebody didn't tape it, because that would be something I'd love to keep forever. Because Chet pulled out his book, some of those old bebop charts that he'd written out years ago. Anyway, so it was, I believe it was either Chet or one of his sidemen says, you know Tempest Fugit? I said, yeah. You know, I'd been knowing it for years. I had the old original record of Bud Powell playing it. So they got into a special arrangement of Tempest Fugit, right? And, I found myself in the middle of something I didn't quite expect. And the bass player dug it. He turned around and he says, hey, DGC, come on! You know? And, man, I'll tell you, the sweat was pouring down my forehead. It was just, I could almost have said, Mom, I want to go home! But we made it, and everything worked out just great. You know, in fact, we ended up playing Conceptions that night, which is a very, very hard piece. If you're not familiar with Conceptions, I believe it's... And there's many, many changes in it. And... it was fun playing that at tempo with Chet Baker and his sidemen.
I always get the impression you really get tested the first time you step on with the band.
Yeah, it happens. They pull out those tempos, and if you can't make it, you gotta get out of the kitchen if you can't stand the heat, you know?
Why don't you play something else for us?
All right. What kind of time do we have?
Well, it's 20 minutes to 4 o'clock, so we've got about 15 full minutes of music.
Mm-hmm. This is a Cy Coleman piece. Something called I Walk a Little Faster.
Up Madison, down Park, every day and often after dark. Pretending that we'll meet each time I turn a corner, I walk a little faster. Pretending life is sweet, 'cause love's around the corner, I walk a little faster. Can't begin to see my future shine as yet. No sign as yet. You're mine as yet. Rushing towards a face I can't define as yet. Keep bumping into walls, taking lots of falls. But even though I meet at each and every corner with nothing but disaster, I set my chin a little higher, hope a little longer, build a little stronger castle in the air, and thinking you'll be there. Walk a little faster.
Thank you.
Those of you just joining us, this is a live concert in our new music studios. My guest is pianist and singer Bruce Mills, and if you want to catch his playing outside of this radio broadcast, he's now performing at the Hathaway House, which is in Germantown on Wissahickon and Chelton Avenues, and he's there Tuesdays through Saturdays. Tuesdays through Thursdays, he's there 7:30 through 10:30, and Friday and Saturday he's there till like 2:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You want some water, Bruce?
All right.
And we're going to be here with Bruce till 5 o'clock, and we'll be joining All Things Considered. There's a live studio audience here. We have quite a full turnout this afternoon. Today's the day of our open house, celebrating our move to our new studios here on 6th and Ray Streets, and the open house continues till 6, so feel free to drop in and say hello. I was hoping that you can explain for us a concept that applies to a lot of what we hear in concerts and on records, and that's the concept of chord substitutions or turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called. Maybe you can explain that to us and play a tune in which you'll be doing that.
All right. Marion McPartland was explaining I Can't Get Started With You, but I have another way of playing I Can't Get Started With You. And at no time do I ever get into the key in which the tune was written. It's nothing but substitutions, and I will show you. First of all, I'll play the tune straight as possible. What is it the old guys used to do? That was the, who was it that sang that? Bunny Berrigan, I guess it was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Substitutions. And just keep going around. Obscure. You don't even get into C. You just end up in D flat. That's a thing that Monk likes to do. Monk will play a tune in, let's say he'll play April in Paris. End up in an alternate key, usually D flat. He loves Monk has a thing about ending up tunes in D flat. I don't know why that is. Another substitution that I've been thinking of is the one that Tad Dameron wrote on What Is This Thing Called Love. And here's where a lot of the older musicians who had established themselves, like, for instance, the Dorseys and, Cab Calloway. This, I think, is where they began to think of bebop as space music or Chinese music, because the chords became altered in some of these tune substitutions. Now, What Is This Thing Called Love is a very familiar piece, I believe. The bridge. Okay. Now we have Hot House. Same chords as in What Is This Thing Called Love, right? Now, here's where we start to get a little bit far out for 1945. Once in a while, you hear stories about somebody like Jimmy Dorsey or Cab Calloway going to hear Dizzy Gillespie's band or Charlie Parker, and running out of the place saying, "Oh my God, it's awful, it's awful." Because that's, I think, why I'm kind of a bebop lover. It's what great innovations happened at that time. You know, they're still happening, of course, now, but what a great period that was, you know.
Do you think you could take any tune and make it interesting, no matter how interesting the melody is, by putting the right chords behind it?
Yeah. For instance, a tune that I really, you know, you have to do these things. Release Me. Let's take Release Me. All right, Release Me. Please release me. Your nails are too long, right? Okay. Now, I have a chord substitution for this rather trite piece of schlock. Here we go. Please release me, let me go, for I don't love you anymore. To waste our lives would be a sin. Now, here's where most people... Release me and let me love again. All right. Now, here's the chord substitution. To waste our lives would be a sin. So release me and let me love again. It makes it a little more tolerable, right?
It's about 5:10. Mm-hmm. We'll be joining All Things Considered at 5. Mm-hmm. How about another tune?
All right. I'd like to do a slow bluesy tune. If I can make it with this stupid cold I'm just getting over here. But this is an old-time piece. It
not very many people are doing anymore. And I would like to revive this. I'm going to sing the first chorus rather straight. And the second time around, I'll give it a little thing. This is Up the Lazy River.
Up the lazy river, by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree, throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river with the robin's song awaits a bright new morning, and we can roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy we could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river, by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river with the robin song awaits a bright new morning, and we can roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Lazy river, how happy we could be. Up the lazy river with me. Come on, yeah, yes. Troubles, dream a dream of me. Boom, 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 bang. Oh, honey, up the lazy river with the robin song. Oh, it's a bright new morning, and we can roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river. With me.
Thank you very much. That's
nice. Hearing you play it really makes me want to hear that song revived. It's a much done song, but you gave it a really fresh and terrific reading.
Thank you.
Bruce, there's only about 2.5 minutes left of this broadcast, and it's been a really special treat for me to have you here and to be able to just sit and listen to you for an hour. It's been terrific, and I want to thank you so much for helping us break in our new music studios here at 6th and Main.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and I was just saying to Dave Arnold a few minutes before we got on here, it's really nice for me to be able to play some of my favorite tunes over the facilities of my favorite radio station, really.
I want to thank also our live studio audience. Thanks, everyone who came this afternoon. It's been great to have you here. It's a first time for me to have people in the studio as a broadcast is going on, and I'm glad that we have a studio now that can accommodate this kind of thing, and I hope that we'll be having more concerts like this in the future. Thanks also to everyone who came down earlier in the day today to join us for our open house celebration. We'll be here for another hour. And if still time, if you want to stop in, we're at 6th and Ray Streets. You can stop in and say hello. Special thanks again to Bruce Mills. And if you want to hear him around town, he's now playing at the Hathaway House, and that's on Wissahickon and Chelton Avenues, and that's in Germantown. He's there from Tuesdays and through Saturdays. Now, Tuesday through Thursday, he performs from 7:30 till 10:30.
Right.
Fridays and Saturdays, he goes on all the way till 2:30 in the morning, so you've got lots of time those nights to catch him. Thanks also to Danny Miller, the associate producer of Fresh Air, Charles Hardy, who contributed with his popular culture series today, and Maeve McGoran, our production assistant. Tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air at 4 o'clock, we'll be hearing an interview I recorded with the great lyricist Sammy Kahn. And when he came to the studios, he sang for practically the full hour, just sang half the lyrics that he wrote. Well, not nearly half. He's awfully prolific. Some of the tunes he's written are Until the Real Thing Comes Along by Mia Bistashane, I Should Care, Time After Time, Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week, one of the great American lyricists. So we'll hear that tomorrow afternoon at 4. At 3:30, John Sweat is with us for his review of new jazz releases. At 2:30, the new director of the Philadelphia Drama Guild will be with us. And at 2 o'clock, we'll be joined by the biographer of Dorothy Kilgallen. So that's all coming up tomorrow afternoon. I hope you can join us then. I'm Terry Gross. Thanks for listening. Thanks again for those of you who were able to join us in the studios. This is WUHY-FM in Philadelphia. And until we join All Things Considered, we'll be hearing more of the music of Bruce Mills. Thanks, Bruce.
Good evening. From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Sanford Unger.
And this is Noah Adams with All Things Considered.
A very basic axiom of Kalu-li daily life is never say anything if you can get away with screaming it. Suppose you were my cross cousin. You were, that's a distant relation. You were my no-saw. Go, no-saw, go, woo! And make a whole lot of noise right in front of your face.
David Feld spent a year in the rainforests of Papua New Guinea studying a nomadic people who shout when most of us would shake hands or nod respectfully. Tonight on All Things Considered, an anthropologist among the Kalu-li.
Also, these stories, the strikes continue in Poland. The U.S. government takes a cautious stance.
How the Polish situation differs from Hungary in 1956 and Czechoslovakia in 1968.
The Democrats' convention is over, and now their troubles resume. More Billy Carter hearings on Capitol Hill.
But the president's moving up in the polls while John Anderson sinks.
Serious problems with criminals and the mentally ill among the Cuban refugees.
And no way to send back those who don't want to stay.
The Scottish publish a manual on how to die.
Some thoughts on those British people stranded in France. Maybe they really don't want to go home.
And is there a present danger?
On All Things Considered, first, this news from Mary Beth Bowen.
Corporate America had a bad spring for two reasons. April, May, and June were the worst months of the recession, economists say, and that was also when the oil industry began to feel the effects of the windfall profits tax. The government reported today just how bad things were. Merrily Cox has the story.
American business took a beating during the second quarter of this year, at least as far as profits are concerned. The Commerce Department says corporate profits collapsed under the weight of recession from April to June. The drop, a record $19 billion, was the worst in 20 years. The figures show U.S. automakers suffered most, but they also show the decline in profits was widespread. Almost all industries were affected. Commerce also says the gross national product, the output of goods and services,